faith puts a demand upon the supernatural power of God to show up for you when?
Right now.
Now.
Welcome to A Father's Heart with Dr. Phil Godeau. Dr. Brenda Godeau, we are a family-friendly church that teaches the Word of God so you can live an effective Christ-centered life. This is where the Word works when you work the Word.
Turn me in your Bible to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, which is a very famous chapter. We're talking about the supernatural outpouring from heaven. Now, I was on the phone, I think it was Thursday. I was on the phone, and Creflo Dollar and myself were talking, and he was telling me about some unusual things that have been happening at his church that had happened on Wednesday night. He said that he was on his way coming to church, and the Spirit of God said, July. I'm waiting on y'all. July. He said July. I guess everybody started saying July at the same time started. He said, and the Lord said to me, he said, there's a key. The key is in the ignition. And it's going to be turned on in July. In July. In other words, what things have not happened for some of you, what things have not happened in your life, there's some things that are going to be accelerated starting in July. Now, somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Well, then you just stay where you are. You know what, where I am, ask me where am I. I'd rather be a believer and believe for a whole lot and get a little than to believe for nothing and get everything. Amen. And some people just don't believe for nothing and get everything, and then they want to be critical about those who believe. But I am a true down-the-heart believer. And I'm believing, God, that every one of you in here that are believing with me, that these last 6 months of this year are going to be incredible months in your lives. And that there's going to be some supernatural outpouring on your behalf. And you need to believe God. I mean, you know, the Bible says, believe the prophet and so shall you prosper. Believe the word of God. Push somebody and tell them, you better start believing. I might have to hurt you.
Amen. I like the fact that July is the seventh month. That number seven has a special power that goes with it for perfection, and it's just a one of God's numbers. So the seventh month, God is already doing some things. I know y'all just like me, it's like the enemy's trying to stir up and do a lot also, but why would he, you know, be doing these kind of things, except he knows that we're people of faith and we're going to step right over all the things that he is trying to do, because he's trying to stop us. He's trying to get us off focus on our faith, get us off looking at other things instead of God. But we're going to get ours. Next month is going to be a big month. I thank God for the man of God speaking it out. I'm already expecting, but that number seven, that seventh month. So I'm excited about it.
And my excitement is, you know, because I'm going to believe God for some things for us, but I really am excited for what God's going to do for those that are believing. And so you need to start speaking it out. You need to talk about it. And believe for it. So our theme for this year is a supernatural outpouring from heaven. But then at the top where you see up there, it says faith for the supernatural.
Right.
Somebody say that.
Faith for the supernatural.
So you got to have some faith for the supernatural working of God. How many of y'all believe that God is a supernatural God? Mm-hmm. And how many of y'all believe that a supernatural God likes doing
supernatural things?
And I'm going to say on your behalf.
My behalf.
Supernatural things on your behalf. so, you know, and we was in the, Brenda, I didn't tell you, but we was in the, you was in the 7:30 service, that's right. You was in the 7:30 service. We was in the 7:30 service, and we were teaching this word that we get teach you. And all of a sudden, a lady comes from around the side. I guess they were back over there where we have the wheelchair people, and she jumped out her wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
In the service. She jumped out the wheelchair, and I didn't see her because the other people were, you know, the Spirit of God was moving. She jumped out the wheelchair, and she wanted to make sure I knew that she was walking.
Yeah, thank you.
She said, do you see me? Well, I could see you, but she, you know, she was a little wobbly because she hadn't walked in so long. Her muscles were not strong, but she was saying, I'm walking. I haven't been able to walk, but I'm walking. See, a supernatural God can do something right in here. He can do something for you right now. It don't have to be tomorrow or later on. If you got your faith and believe God for him to manifest on your behalf, you can see things starting to happen for you in Jesus' name.
So in Hebrews 11, because we could just, this is a, one of our favorite subjects because this is what pleases God, so we're excited about it. So in Hebrews 11, 33, it says, who through faith? So if you read that whole chapter of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, you just see faith, faith, by faith, through faith, in faith. But here in verse 33, it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. I think that's huge. Stop the mouths of lions. Amen.
Then it says, I'll just read a little bit of verse 34. It says, and quench the violence of the fire, and then escape the edge of the sword. Well, that's powerful. And it said how that through faith. But it's through faith. And that's why the enemy always has hated us in this ministry, because we're trying to teach people that you're not going to get it through denomination.
Right.
You're not going to get it by being religious. You're going to get it through faith. You're not going to get it by begging, crying, whining, screaming. You're going to get it by through faith.
Amen.
Push your neighbor and tell them it's through faith. Tell them it's through faith.
Amen.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it through faith. And some of y'all in here, you have been professional whiners and criers and beggars.
Just keep looking straight ahead. Just keep looking straight ahead.
And ain't nothing changed. The only thing happened, what do you say?
I said, just keep looking straight ahead. Nobody know we're talking about
okay.
You. And professional whiners.
And what God's trying to do is to change you so he can change your circumstances. If he can change you, it's called the renewing of the mind, to get your mind renewed, to start you thinking more God ways, God actions that causes God to react upon your behalf because it's through faith.
Amen.
So look with me also in your Bible to the book of Ephesians. Go ahead.
And that's what we have to be careful when we're in a church that teaches faith, that the scriptures about faith don't become just familiar to you and you're not be able to really grasp. Faith is for now. God wants to pour out his spirit upon his people in a powerful way. This, especially in the day we're in right now, this is when your faith needs to be seen, where you need to actually operate in it. So please fight any kind of way that the enemy would make this just seem like familiar. I've heard this before. That's all they talk about is faith. Faith, but faith is what pleases God. And this is what brings God on the scene for you. So just, you have to fight passages. Yes, here they go again, talking about faith. We're going to always talk about faith. He was talking about the different denominations, and we're not attacking any denomination, but you'll notice in mostly any denomination, there's somebody in there that has faith. Some of the people may be doing some all kind of crazy, but there's some people in every denomination that actually have a connection with God, and you get that connection by hearing the word of God and actually doing the word of God. And that's what we want you to do.
So I told you to go where?
Ephesians
6. And while you're there, leave it there. Go back to Go to the sixth verse in that same chapter for me.
Hebrews 11:6.
But I want you to go to, y'all go to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. I want to just read, because what Brenda, I just wanted to read it because you said it. It said, but without faith. Mm-hmm. Without what?
Without faith.
It's impossible to please him.
Why?
For he that cometh to God in prayer and on intercession, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. When you come to God, you must what?
Believe
that he what?
He is.
And that he what?
Is
a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
That's
so
mm-hmm.
our whole Christian life, it should be learning how to build up our spiritual faith muscles so that when we come under attack, we can learn how to be able to ward off the enemy. So go with me, let me show you, to the book of Ephesians 6. Sixth chapter, mm-hmm. Ephesians 6. And look what it says in verse 16. And above all.
Woo.
Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
And it says what?
Above all.
Come on, say it loud.
Above all.
Above all. What does above all mean to you? I'm asking y'all a question. What does above all mean to you?
Over everything else.
Okay, so he says above all. If he says above all, he must be mean above everything else you didn't heard. Mm-hmm. He says above all, taking. Say it.
Taking.
What does taking mean to you?
Obsessing.
Huh? You know what taking is? Taking is an act of violence.
That's good.
Huh? That's good. It's an act of violence. I am going to take something. In other words, if you don't take it, you won't get it. And what the enemy wants to do is to keep you from taking it. In other words, he's going to do everything he can to keep you from getting it. But if you take it, you can have it. So your whole life is about taking your faith. Above all, taking. Look what it says. Taking the shield of what?
Of faith.
You got to take the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench.
Oh.
You need to underline quench, and you need to circle the word all, where you'll be able to quench what?
All.
Somebody shout out all.
All.
Okay, now let me ask another question. What does all mean to you?
Everything.
It means everything. That means everything that the devil will bring against you. Mm. There will be nothing that will succeed against you when you have taken the shield of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me one time, I'm just tired of being ran over. I'm tired of being defeated. I said, no, you ain't. No, you're not tired, because if you was tired, you'd be doing something about it. You just want to complain about being tired.
Amen. Wow.
Look what it says here. Above all, taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Put me the Amplified up there on the screen.
Yeah, yeah,
put
yeah,
the Amplified up there. Mm-hmm. Amplified. This is going to even give you a little more clarity in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amplified.
I got it here.
Okay, why don't you read it, Brenda?
Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Okay, so
it's another one that says flaming missiles, huh? Which one?
Yeah.
Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith.
Okay, then it says up there, lift up all the covering of the shield of faith. The shield
saving.
Of saving faith,
mm-hmm.
upon which you can quench all the fiery
flaming missiles
of the wicked one.
Right.
How many of y'all ever had any of them flaming missiles try to hit you or hit your house? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't just a little, you know, I shoot darts. I play the dartboard. You know, this ain't no little dart. This is a flaming missile that is trying to destroy you from being able to receive what God has for you. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to, in order to get what God has for you, you got to stay in what?
Faith.
You got to stay in faith. So I got a couple of these things. Put these on the screen for me. Number one is, write these down. Faith puts a demand on the supernatural power of God to show up for you now. Come on. Faith puts a demand upon the supernatural power of God to show up for you when?
Right now.
Now. And that's why the enemy doesn't want you to be a man or woman of faith, because it puts a demand of God to show up for you, to manifest himself on your behalf. So if I was the devil, which I'm not,
right,
I would attack your faith, because if I can stop your faith, I can stop everything that God wants to do for you.
That's right.
So that's why he wars against your faith. Faith puts a demand. Say demand.
Demand.
It puts a demand up on the supernatural power of God to show up for you. Number two, faith moves us into the supernatural power. What does faith do?
Moves us.
It moves us into the supernatural power. Look at me. Y'all looking at me? Faith what?
Moves
us into the supernatural power. So you here right now, but faith moves you out of your position to take you.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
To where you want to go.
Yeah.
See, faith will not let you stay where you've been staying. It won't let you keep the same mindset. It won't let you stay in that limiting, doubting belief. It won't let you stay in that area, because faith will pull you out of your place that you've been for a long time to manifest himself on your behalf. Turn to your neighbor and say, you cannot afford to miss this right now. Tell him, you can't afford to miss this. What does faith do? It moves you out of your place. Put it back on the screen. It moves you. Faith moves you into the supernatural power of God. Now, you may have maybe never been there, but faith moves you. Okay, thank you. You know, the lady, the woman with the issue of blood, y'all remember her? With the issue of blood, 12 years, issue of blood, trying to do it herself, going to the doctor. She was doing the things she was supposed to do, but then faith moved her
right
into the supernatural power of God, where that she came and she then made a press, because you know you got to take it. She pressed in through the hundreds of people that was all around pressing Jesus to get on her knees and get down there and touch the hem of his garment. Faith makes you sometimes act not too
dignified.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
You know what I was saying. You know, you don't want to. Oh, look at that. They got it on the thing. Makes you do something. Faith wants you to get everything you want to go after. So you got to understand. So she pressed it in there. But you know what happened? Ask me.
What happened?
Hold up for a minute. You know what happened? Hold up for a minute.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You see me right here?
All right.
So faith puts a demand on you to stop when he says stop. So what happened? Here she is getting ready to touch his hem of his garment. But you remember Jairus came ahead of him and said to him, my daughter dieth, and at the point of death, come with me. And I know that if you will come, my daughter will be healed. And now he's walking with Jesus, because Jesus is always going to follow those who put the demand upon him by faith. Y'all alive over here? Okay. So now Jesus and Jairus is walking together. And now while he's walking with Jairus, then the woman with the issue of blood comes in and puts a demand on him too. But now Jairus' daughter is at the point of death, and time is of the urgency. She's been dealing with this for how many years?
12.
12 years. And so she can wait a little bit, couldn't you? Wouldn't you think? But she put a greater demand for it to be right now. Because Jesus could have just spoke the word if he would have asked him to speak the word.
Right.
And he could have been healed then, but he said, come, go with me. Mm-hmm. So Jesus will go with you in faith. Yes. But then sometimes faith, you can just have him speak a word.
Yeah.
Or watch this here. Or you can speak the word.
Yeah.
So faith put a demand, and she got healed. Jairus' daughter got delivered from the spirit of death because they stayed in
faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Faith also, faith feeds off of the impossible.
That's good.
Faith feeds off the impossible. I love people to tell me what I can't do. And it's not Brenda, it's the faith that I have in my God. I like to see God do, because that it speaks, because I mean, I don't know how God's going to do it. It's not like it's comfortable. It's not my concern. Right. Once you have faith in God, once you know what his word says, once you're in line with his word, that's why we want you to have faith so he can be fed. He said faith comes by hearing and hearing. And how many know when you get away from hearing and you start hearing everybody else, hearing all the kind of terrible things that's going on, when you're just hearing all the sad stuff, all the crooked stuff, and you're not hearing the word of God, now you don't have faith in the word because you got more faith in the situation than you do in God. So that's why we're teaching you, you get faith in the God. We're teaching you the word of faith. So the word is, I just trust God. It's just situations just happen. It's like, oh my God, this is an opportunity for the Lord. Because I don't know by any means how it's going to work, other than the fact that I know it's going to work. Because I'm in the will of God. I'm doing what he told me to do. And he said, I'll bless you. I'll bless everything that you put your hands to. I'll bless the increase. I know I'm going off a little bit. But he'll take care of you. So he said, I'm going to supply your needs. So if it's a need, and I got faith in his word, if it's a need, he's going to supply it. I don't know how he's going to supply. And that's why I want you to be drenched and understand this is what he wants to do. This is what pleases him.
Yeah.
Your faith feeds on the impossible, the things that are impossible to you, things that are possible for man. All things are possible to him that believe. He wants to do it. And I'm excited in all these years of watching him. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the word, I wouldn't know how to do it. I would crumble just like anybody else.